Come, the risen Lord, We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
I believe in the Son, I believe in the risen One, I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen, amen.
Let my song join the world. My balance, I fell from the trapeze. This act isn't easy. I've been underwater. This storm has been raging. These nights I'm not sleeping. My dreams are no strangers to me, and I need you now. There's too many miles on my bones. I can't carry the weight of the world. no, not on my own. Your eyes are like lightning, your voice is like water. This place is a desert. Been walking in circles, I'm screaming for answers. Am I falling to pieces? Or maybe I'm finally breaking through. I need you now. There's too many miles in my bones. I can't carry.
Jesus, we praise you, we praise you, we worship you. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide. And of course, we are all created by our Abba Father. I love you, Heavenly Father. I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus, my bridegroom, my elopeshire bridegroom. I love you, Holy Spirit, my counselor and guide, my friend. Thank you for everything you've done in my life and all of the RCC and our family's lives. Thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon all of your bride. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. And we can hardly wait till you come. Pick us up in your arms. Call us home to be with you for eternity in heaven. And live happily ever after, my Prince Charming, Lord Jesus. Just like a fairy tale. It's a dream. It'll be a dream come true. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Praise you. I pray that you had an amazing day. Thank you for another day to fellowship with my family, my RCC family here. They are amazing people that you put in my life. I love them all. I can't wait to meet them all. You first, of course. Then my family, my amazing RCC family. Anyway, I love you. I love you, RCC, my RCC family and brides. God bless you all. Lord Jesus, please shower us all, your brides, with your peace and your strength and your endurance. Shower us with your comfort. Shower us with your love and happiness. Anoint us with your oil of joy. Shower us with your blessings and favor, because we have the favor of you and the favor of man. Thank you for your sacrifice for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because of your blood, all our sins, transgressions, and iniquities have been washed away. Because of your blood, we are forgiven. Our sins are remembered no more, as long as we repent. So thank you, Jesus. We repent of all our sins. Forgive us of all our sins. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. We know not what we say. We love you. That's all we know. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for healing anyone in the RCC, our families, your bride. Thank you for healing your children, your people, from the top of head to the toes, all cells perfectly aligned, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically, healing our hearts. We love you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So let's put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That was Ephesians 6:13-18. Praise be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you. In the wonderful Lord Jesus, your name, Yeshua HaMashiach, your name we pray. Amen. Praise you, praise you. That was Ephesians 1, some of 1 actually. Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. And Psalm 91, another little prayer of protection for us. So I can go there. I shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know, Lord, that He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. We enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. We give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen. That was actually Psalm 100, and now this is Psalm 91. That was my filler until I got to the page. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 91. Thanks be to God. So, we love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for continuing to guide us and help us stay in the path of God's will for us. Thank you for being our counselor. Thank you for loving us and being our friend. We love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Jesus. Love you, Father God, my Abba. So welcome, everyone, to Rapture-Centric Church. Hi, Michelle. Love you. Welcome to chat, Michelle. Hi, Pilgrim in Progress. Love you, Pilgrim in Progress. Welcome to chat. And hi, Mama Pat. I love you, Mama Pat.
Hi, welcome. Everybody. Love you.
How are you?
Love you all. Well, her legs are still kind of weak. I have to help her get up, so this is not a good thing. And her medicine makes her tired, so she's got to see two other doctors. So it's just, it's touch and go every day. Just try to make it work. I think I might have to help her again. She's in the bathroom, so I don't know. Let me just check and see. Hold on. You all right?
Yeah.
All right. Can you get up?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, but you can't get off the couch.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where it's going. Yeah, that's about all I can say. It's just day by day, you know. Watch and see where it goes.
Yeah. All I can say is it's the
final countdown. So that's it, really, just...
The final countdown. We're poofing any time now, Mama Pat. So
yeah,
hang in
God,
there.
Come and get us. Yeah. No, I'm all right. It's just every day I just don't know how it's going to go, you know. I just have to... try to get enough sleep, go to bed earlier at night. Usually I stay up late, and I can rest in the morning a little. But now I don't do that anymore. I have to get up and make sure she gets her meds right, make sure she can get up, try to be cheerful. We got into a fight today. She was really nasty and horrible to me, and then she apologized, you know. But I know it's frustrating for her, and so I just have to let insults go, you know, with sick people and not take it seriously, you know, and not retaliate. But it was hurtful, you know. But that's life. I mean, we're all going through stuff. I mean, everybody's got a story. So let's just keep each other in prayer, try to keep our spirits up, know that God's in it, and what else can you do? You know, you just got to keep on keeping and try to have a right attitude. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy, especially when you get accused and hurt, you know, unfairly about stuff.
Yep.
But we always make up. Yeah, yeah. So today was kind of a tough day, but I'm just concerned she can't get up out of the sulfur and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first few days she was here, she was fine. It's 6 days, 7 days tomorrow. Monday is a week. But if she can't, you know, it means I have to just be around all the time in case she falls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where it's going. We saw her old doctor.
Mama Pat, how are you going to help her up in case she falls?
Well, she can crawl. She can crawl over to the stairs and pull herself up. So as long as she can get up, but it's not getting any better. She's only got 10% of the liver, and that causes fluids. And she's on water pills and everything and all kinds of other stuff. So I don't know. The insurance ran out. So, I mean, I have to take care of her. And
mm-hmm.
the only way I can take care of her is being focused on reading scripture and focusing on how Jesus wants me to handle it. But there might come a time that she has to not be here, you know. I don't know. I have no idea. I hope we poof. May the poof
be
upon us, and then I don't have to worry about anything.
Amen.
But right now, but I'm trying to keep my attitude up. I'm trying to get rested. I take vitamins. I mean, I'm trying to still lose weight sensibly. I'm trying to do the things that are right. I'm not perfect, God knows. But, you know, I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to give in. You can't do that when you love the Lord. You got to keep on going, you know. And it's not easy, but you got to know how to handle those moments when it's a little tough and realize that the other person is suffering too. So, you know, basically we get along fine. I mean, she's a daughter and a friend. So, I mean, the love kind of covers over everything that can go wrong, you know, because you want. And I'm used to doing nursing home and private duty, so I'm used to all this routine of medicines, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's nothing new to me. God gives me the opportunity to take care of him when he's very sick. That's what I say.
you got the strength. You can do this. You know, he knows what you're going through. He knew this would happen, so he's there with you, helping you, guiding you, holding your hand,
mm-hmm.
and. So if you have to keep picking her up off the floor, that'll help you lose weight because that's exercise. So.
Well, I just said I have a bad knee and back, so yeah. No, she can get herself up, but it's getting worse. It's getting
mm-hmm.
worse, and she can't get up that much. And there comes a time that I can't get her off the floor. I'll have to call emergency. She's got to go into the hospital again. The insurance
mm-hmm.
starts all over, you know. And that's, I mean, if she gets on the floor and can't get up. Like that day they sent her home at 6 and she was in the hospital at 12:30 at night because she couldn't get up, you know. Her legs are too swollen. She doesn't have full use of her legs. She's got to drag them and then kind of you have to help lift. You know, it's just because of the liver. It's because of the fluids. There's nothing you can really do. That's the bottom line. There's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
God is with you. He's in this.
Yeah.
So.
Oh no. I mean, he's not gonna let us sing. But she may have to be in a place where they can attend to her and you know, whatever. I don't know. Plus, my landlady wants me to buy the house. Maybe it's like suck it to me, Lord. You know. I guess you must think I'm Superwoman or something. I can take all this stuff.
You are.
But I always have all my life. I always have all my life. I mean, he can put a lot on me. And old Patty here, she just deals with it and goes through it. You know. He even said today, he says, "Don't you think I realize what you're going through?" You know. So. He's always close. His presence, I have the joy of his presence, okay? So no matter what hell happens otherwise, I have that.
See?
Yeah.
He knows
yeah.
you're strong.
Yeah.
He knows you can do this.
Yeah, I guess so, honey. I'll try as long as I can. As long as I keep a right attitude, I'll be okay. If I don't give in, you know, because he'll say, don't be discouraged. Don't you get discouraged. Little pep talks from the Lord, you know.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
There's a reason
Amen.
For all this. Everybody's learning. And, you know, I've been reading scripture. I discovered something in scripture that I didn't know in John 12. Did you know that they tried to kill Lazarus? You know, they tried to kill him because they didn't like that Jesus rose him from the dead, you know. And because of that miracle, mostly because of the miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead, all the people were turning to Jesus. So the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin were furious, and they were plotting to kill Jesus, and they wanted to get rid of Lazarus as well because they said, you know, we're going to lose everything. The Romans are going to come and destroy us because everyone's following this Jesus now. So it was very interesting. You know, I kind of missed that part.
Oh, well, that's cool.
John 12, yeah. Very interesting that they were, after he rose him from the dead, they were looking to kill Lazarus again. They were just looking to kill him, period. So that they could get rid of Jesus,
were,
you know.
Such a miracle,
yeah.
And people were turning
yeah.
to Jesus because of that. So they were
exactly.
going to take it out in him.
Exactly,
because...
exactly. And they were, and the higher-ups in Israel were furious. And they said, we're going to lose a whole nation to this Jesus person because everybody's following him because of that miracle of bringing Lazarus, mainly that miracle of bringing Lazarus back from the dead. So that was very, very, I was reading, I've been reading John 12. I've got the, it reads more like, what is this? This is the contemporary English version. It reads, and I'm reading it, kind of, I'm reading it and I'm saying, this is the Bible? Because it's written differently. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't leave anything out, but it uses different terminology. Maybe can I just read that to you? What it said here?
Okay.
A plot to kill Lazarus. It says a lot of people came when they heard that Jesus was there. He was in. Where did he go? Here he went to some town here. Oh wow. Oh, I was talking about Judas making a fuss about the perfume. Why did you sell it? But he was stealing it anyway. It says, a lot of people came when they heard that Jesus was there. They also wanted to see Lazarus because Jesus had raised him from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus. He was the reason that many of the people were turning from them and putting their faith in Jesus. And let me just, then it goes on about how he rode on the donkey and everything, you know, and they were, and then some Greeks wanted to meet him. And then he was saying how he had to be lifted up, you know, and that all people would come to him. But it goes on. Oh, the plans, the fury of the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. Oh my gosh, they were so upset about Lazarus. You know, I didn't realize how upset they were. That this was the reason. So this was very interesting. I was just saying, I was just reading the scriptures basically to just, you know, you do a Bible flip, and just to notice, we read scripture when we're upset anyway, to find out what do you want me to do. So I just wanted to share that. That was very interesting. You know, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
okay.
Very interesting. They were that was the reason they wanted to kill him, because of that miracle. Everyone was you know, I'm still trying to find the other part where they said here anyway, but the Pharisees said to each other, there is nothing that can be done. Everyone in the world is following Jesus. And they were so upset, so they just wanted to get rid of both of them. Yeah. So anyway, so I just was share that part that I was surprised I found it like
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Poor Lazarus. Poor Jesus.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I felt so bad reading it. It's like these leaders in Jerusalem were really like, boy, oh boy, not very nice.
Yeah.
And then they were planning how to get rid of Jesus and Lazarus. I mean, I was like, what? And I'm saying, am I reading right? I'm gonna shut up.
I am gonna have an early night. I have to go to a celebration
sure.
of life. One of my old teachers passed away, and so they're having a celebration of life tonight that I have to go to. So. I am going to end it in a few minutes, but Masters golf, you know, the golf tournament starts, I think, like April 10th or something for a week. But I thought it was interesting. I brought it up. I texted Michelle and whatever Jerry. I was saying how, because Marianne had that dream about, I think it was about.
Oh, right. The green jacket.
Yes, exactly, and that's the and they were showing on the commercial the Master's jacket.
Oh wow! All right, okay, there you go.
I mean,
that's a biggie.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if it has anything with our time of pooping, but we're gonna poop any day anyway.
Well, yeah, but with the green jackets.
Yes, but the Master's is April 7th through the 10th, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, right around the corner here.
Because
today's the, tomorrow's the 3rd.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm all for poop tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please, Jesus, come get us. I mean, this
Thanks.
Is getting nuts. I'm sorry.
Duck We're
tape,
enduring,
duck
but,
tape. Where's
you know,
the duct tape?
Struggles are, you know, getting we're trying to endure, but we're ready.
Yeah,
we're
know.
Ready for you,
I got
Jesus.
So much going on here, honey, that, you know, I can't even think about pooping. It's like I got to take care of stuff right to the minute here, which I don't mind. It's okay. But, you know, I'm always thinking about, yeah, that would be great. Just poof, let's just take us to all this madness.
Yes.
I'm ready to go. Oh, the sky was so beautiful. Oh, I saw two hearts. The blue part of the sky was a heart, and then a big white cloud, huge white cloud, was like a heart. And I said, and then the sun to the clouds, and I'm saying, wow, that's pretty enough to come and get us.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was gorgeous.
It was
so
you.
Unusual. The sky, and then I'm watching the strange things that are happening with the weather and stuff in February, March. When you look at the skies, I'm telling you, he's giving a pre-warning that I'm coming. The skies are so unusual, cloud formations that we've never seen. I tell you, he's and this is in Saudi Arabia and all these other places. He's showing that his glory is coming soon in the clouds. I'm telling you, this is too unusual what the cloud formations and weather is.
Uh-huh.
You know, really. And I said, wow, I've never seen anything like that in my life, what they were showing, you know. It was Global Observer. They had and it's a couple of others, End Time 777 and Scott Media. They were all showing, they were showing the clouds. Just incredible. Very, very unusual. And I said, wow, those are glory clouds, Lord. Those are the kind of clouds you could come in. I mean, seriously. So I think he's giving free warnings like, you know, look at the sky, guys, because he said, and the heavens and things would be signs, you know, and the part, clouds are part of it. And they're like glory clouds, just beautiful,
yeah,
fantastic formations all over the world.
Thank
oh,
you.
He's,
for
I think he's warming us up. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
we're ready.
He's warming us up.
Been warming us
yeah,
up
I never
a
saw,
while.
I never saw clouds like that. I was just looking at them tonight, and I was like, whoa, that's serious clouds in the sky. Damn glory clouds, Lord. Yeah, I've never seen them here in New Jersey. I mean, plain old New Jersey, we don't get clouds like that. We get hearts in the sky. That's nice. But these were incredible looking. And my first thought was, you know, those are glory clouds. You're letting people know. And then following those beautiful clouds was this horrendous weather, hail, wind, flooding in Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. Yeah. Like scaring, the people are just being, you know, terrified with the weather. But it's a wake-up call. Whatever God does, he does out of love, even when he has to give us a spanking. It's out of love, you know.
Uh-huh.
So people have got to be scratching their heads and wondering, really. If I saw clouds like that over here, I would be saying, hey, where are you? Like, that's too amazing. You know, that's too beautiful, too awesome. You know, kind of
and
scary, too, a little bit, the clouds.
Yeah, and
I've
we are saying, hey,
like
where
that.
Are you?
Yeah, I would be definitely on the deck saying, hey, where are you? You don't send clouds like that, and then you're not coming through them, you know? Because they were beautiful, but they were awesome. They were scary kind of clouds.
Uh-huh.
So my first thought was that he's warning everybody. He's showing us in the sky, you know, he's coming soon. He's sending those glory clouds. I mean, if you saw what I saw, you would say, like, whoa, if I saw a cloud like that, if I saw formations like that, man, I'd be under the table. He is coming. You're coming, Lord.
You
wow.
are.
Wow.
We love you, Jesus.
It's got to be said. I feel it. I feel, even though I've got so much going on here, honey, I feel it in my bones that it's soon. It's so soon, you know. It's so soon. We're right at the door.
Amen.
You know, you look
Praise
at Scripture. We're right at the door. He told us what to look for. And he said to, why would, this is what throws me to, and I'm going to let you go. Why would he say encourage each other with these words? And keep your head lifted high because your salvation is not. Why would he say that if people believe in pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib? Because you can't encourage each other that. we'll see some stuff. But he said, encourage each other. He commanded us to encourage. That sticks in my craw. Encourage each other with these words that you're, you know, the rapture. What? Like, wow, that's a great thing to tell somebody, you know, to be encouraged. this is something joyful to look forward to be with him. This is the biggest, after his resurrection, you know, his death and resurrection, this is the biggest thing gone, you know, to be, you know.
next big event we're looking for from him.
It is, exactly. And if you believe in the Bible, then he told us the timings, he told us the seasons, he told us what to look for. I mean, if you have half a brain and sit on it, you should still realize that you're at the door. We're at the door. I mean, come on, guys. We're at the door. How could we not be? You know? And even if I've got stuff
up,
going
our
on,
redemption,
it's like,
draws near.
Yeah. Yes. Lift your head up and look up, because your redemption draws nigh, draws near. Encourage each other with these words. The bride is not appointed to wrath. Revelation 3:10, and also chapter, you know, so come on, you know, we're right here. We're right here, you know. And,
amen. We love you,
yeah.
Jesus. I'm going to get
okay,
going.
I'll let you go, sweetie.
Road.
Okay.
But we love you, Jesus. I love you, Mama Pat.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Michelle and Pilgrim in chat and everyone online listening and in the archives. I love you all. We love you all.
We love you too. Love you, everybody.
Thank you all. And
yeah.
Let's go home. We're coming home, Lord Jesus. Thank you for
bringing
us.
Gotta be. Bye-bye. Night, guys. Love you. Well, I don't know what to tell you, Gerald.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails. And the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I